The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello to all, and you are watching The Big Story, where we'll discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Haryanto Diman, reporting to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. From construction to property and even food, it's hard to miss China's growing presence across the island and, of course, Chinese money in Singapore's economy. Chinese investment in Singapore started to take off around 2005. According to the Department of Statistics, China had pumped in a cumulative $41.8 billion into Singapore by the end of last year. China's investments in Singapore still trail behind some traditional major players, such as the United States, the Netherlands, and Japan. But China's importance as an investor in Singapore has grown, rising from the 27th largest investor in 2005 to 11th place last year. Now, to explain more on this, we have senior correspondent Tan Ilin. Welcome, Ilin.
Hi.
Now, Ilin, if you could start us off with this growing Chinese presence here, you know, what does it mean for Singapore? Is it a good sign or is it a bad sign? What does it mean?
Well, I think it's very obvious. With more Chinese money coming in, investment money coming in, new businesses open up, and there is a demand for jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so I think generally it is a very good thing. But however, just to, you know, throw in something interesting, I've actually observed comments on our Facebook page, you know, including rather xenophobic comments, you know, people fearing that somehow with the infusion of Chinese money and investments, that actually jobs are being taken away from Singaporeans. But I'd like to just open this up. Don't forget that in Singapore, we do have very strict guidelines that, you know, for every four foreigners that companies employ, they have to employ six Singaporean, you know. So, and in fact, the this ratio is actually coming down. So, meaning companies will have to employ more Singaporean rather than foreigners. Yes, you know, in the incoming years, you know.
And I think it's something that we can learn as well, right? Because in your story, apart from the business aspect of it, you also highlighted the Chinese presence also brings a slew of other social and cultural influences, business ethics as well, good business ethics that we can emulate. More on that.
Yes, I think, you know, in doing this story, I had the opportunity to speak with Singapore-born staff at Chinese, working in Chinese companies. And they've highlighted, for example, how they've learned new things, new cultures, you know. For example, someone working in a mala restaurant, you know, and how he just discovered that, you know, spiciness in Chinese cuisine is something quite completely different from the kind of spiciness that, that we're used to in Singapore. So these are new things that Singaporeans get to learn of, you know, and it's very interesting, you know, just going back to that, that sort of comments that we are seeing, because how Dyson is is increasing its investments here. But we don't see that same level of resistance from Singapore readers. It's really interesting. Why this resistance towards Chinese investments, you know?
Right, right.
And again, not forgetting that we are a very small economy, which means to say that many of us have the opportunity, will have the opportunity to go outside to work.
Yep.
And do we really want to suffer xenophobia? You know, it's something to think about.
Yeah, it's of course on our end as well. I mean, the roles can be reversed, right? And for us going overseas, it's a kind of, we don't want to be faced with such pressure as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn, you know, for coming on to share more about the article that you did. There is also an interactive graphic that accompanies Eileen's report at straitstimes.com. For more news and videos, of course, you can visit our website at straitstimes.com. Once again, I'm Haryanto Diman. Tune in tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.